This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Do you know what? We didn't want to be having this chat tonight, did we, like this? We wanted to be having a nice positive chat. We could have beaten Millwall. We could have beaten Plymouth. We could have been 6 points. Leeds and Ipswich have messed up. We could have been almost with touch. We could have got promoted against West Brom, if my maths is right. So much to talk about in tonight's live show. Get your views in, get your comments in for the next half an hour. I'm going to be joined by Matt, going to be joined by Lox. But most of all, I want your views, your comments. Do you want to talk about Dakar? Do you want to talk about Faz? Do you want to talk about all sorts of effing things up?
Leicester City Machine is on the march again.
Leicester Fan TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views live. Thanks to our sponsors, Evrots, Follow Blinds, Pocker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Fox's Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, as ever, Monday nights, it's all about getting your views or your comments in. Don't forget, you can follow us at Leicester Fan TV. Wherever you fancy watching us, we're on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere tonight, LinkedIn. So wherever you fancy following us, do follow us at Leicester Fan TV. Now, we've got a pair of tickets to give away later in the show to go and see Armageddon, which is on at now the Mattioli Woods Arena in Leicester, formerly the Morningside Arena. That's on the 17th of May. So stay tuned. We'll do them towards the end of the show. Matt is going to join us, talk loads of football, but he's going to explain all about what Armageddon is. I've dropped a link into the comments below already. So if you want to click on and buy some tickets, there are just a few left. So either win some in this show tonight. We've got a pair to give away, or go and buy some. But let's get on with all your views before Matt and Lox join us in there. So much to talk about. Maz, good evening. Hope you're well. Bubba, no reason to look back. Win a game of football at home on Saturday. I know, Bubba, we are going to look forward. I'm sure some of you want to talk backwards as well. Scotty, good evening. Craig says, the Friday night game was a disaster, but I don't like Dakar. He's just not good enough. I watched today a Dakar, I'd like to call it a highlights reel, but it's the exact opposite of highlight reel. I don't know if you've seen it. It's doing the rounds on TikToks and socials. It's just a catalogue of this season. I don't know what's... Listen, you guys know I've never really rated Dakar at all. I've been clear about that in the Premier League. I didn't think he was Premier League standard. To be fair, I was saying at the time he was Championship standard, but I don't even see that anymore. Craig says... Gray says, good evening to you, Gray. Hope you're well. He says, over the generations, I've always lost to bottom of the table teams, but beaten high place one. let's hope that continues. Well, West Brom on Saturday, Southampton next Tuesday. It's going to be a tougher pair of games, but both at home. It's in our hands, isn't it? Great. It's in our hands. Richie, good evening. Get behind Enzo. Leicester City will get promotion. To be fair with you, Richie, I think we will get promotion. I've always thought it this season, but it's despite several things. Andy says, I'm getting the feeling that Enzo is more concerned about possession and performance than he is about the result. Yes, Andy, I'd have to say I feel the same at times. Andy, another Andy Downing says, why does Enzo constantly pick FaZe and as he's a liability? I did want to pick up on FaZe again. I wasn't at the game on Friday. I watched it on telly. Sometimes you see it better when you're at the match. Sometimes you see it better when it's on telly. FaZe, it was really interesting to hear, I think, Matt Piper's comments after the game on the When You're Smiling podcast, which is well worth a listen if you don't listen to it. He picked up on FaZe at the end there and said, what is it? He doesn't look bothered. Get your views in on Wout FaZe. What's going on? Good evening to you, Imran. How are you feeling at the moment, Imran? Are you just feeling down in the dumps, or are you just like, let's get on, bring on West Brom on Saturday and let's be there? Bubba says, I'd be okay to never see Daka and FaZe again. Daka just... I hate to say it, but he's probably in a very small top five worst strikers I've ever seen at Leicester City. If you want to do a top five ever Leicester City strikers tonight, we can do it. I don't want to lump onto Daka. I've been saying it for 2 years that he was a waste of money and not good enough. And that was a Premier League standard, let alone at this Championship standard against a team in the bottom six. Play all Brighton on Saturday. Where is Cannon, by the way? I don't know where Cannon is. Dave says that. How Enzo dare say that Cannon can't get a game because the other three are in such good form? I don't know either. Let's not turn this too much into like a moan fest, but it could end up like that because we will get positive soon. Seen that about Daka. Woeful, to say the least, in there. Tom says FaZe has a real attitude. He doesn't look that interested. I've watched their goal back today. I couldn't watch it again until today. And I watched it back and, Tom, what was FaZe doing? You'd like, they come all the way through the half and FaZe is just like 10 yards off him all the way and then lets him come in. It's just tackle him. Go for a tackle. I don't understand it in there. Neil says, we need to leave FaZe out. Got far too big-headed and too quick to blame others in there. Gray says Daka's poor. Taito says Daka and FaZe should not play again. Imran says we control game. We did control. And we had 70% possession, Imran, on Saturday. And we had a lot of shots, but none of them were on target. But we are too slow in our play and we need much, much quicker and maybe two up front. I'm going to add in Matt and Locks both together. They're coming in very, very shortly. We'll get one more comment up. Scotty says next two home games are massive. 6 points a must because Southampton are just starting to hit form. I think Southampton have got Leicester, Leeds and Ipswich left to play. If they beat all three, they could actually become automatic promotion people. Let's add in Matt. Good evening, Matt, and good evening, Locks. Hope you're both well.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Thank you for joining us. Matt, first of all, before we get into too much football, just briefly, we're going to give away two tickets later on in the show to your next event, which is at the Matteo Lee Arena in Leicester. Just talk us briefly about what Armageddon is.
Briefly, I mean, it was at the old Leisure Centre in Whittick. Oh, glad my office is slightly not a mess today. And that basically wasn't fit for purpose anymore. It's too small. So we tried last year to go to the Morningside, now the Mattioli, of course. It's a 15-year event. The best darts players playing against each other in front of hopefully 2,000 people. We're not far off that now. So, yeah, it's just the best darts players. We think it's the biggest one outside of the PDC. The production levels that we do are nothing. It's out of this world compared to some events. So, yeah, we believe it's the biggest one. And got some massive names from past and present there.
So we've got that coming up later. We're going to give two tickets away free in this live one. And Matt, we'll come back to you about the football, obviously. Locks, calm down since Friday yet? Or you're still feeling... we had a little chat earlier in one of our little side chats and it was... I still feel we're going to go up. But Locks, you were feeling a little bit down in the dumps, I think.
I mean, I think it's hard not to be, mate. You know, obviously, I think we've switched roles, haven't we, Phil? I think you were down with Domps earlier in the season, and I was very positive, but now it's the opposite. I think, you know, it's the team, it's the performances and the results that are making us negative. You know, I get what people say about, you know, get positive, get behind the team and all of that. Sometimes it is just hard. Sometimes it is just hard, like last season. No one would have expected 3 months ago that it would be this close. I think a lot of fans, including Ipswich and Leeds fans, probably thought that the first place was gone, done and dusted. But look where we are now. So, look, as negative as I am, it's not over. And we have four games left, three of which are home games. If we win the three home games, we're promoted. Also, if we win the next three, we are up before the last day, so we don't need to get involved. You know, we'll get involved in it for the title, but if we win the next three, we are up. So it's not all over. There is hope, but in my head, mate, you know, it's the hope that kills you. That's the problem. And I think we've been so inconsistent, I can't tell what Leicester team's going to turn up for the last four games. I've got no idea.
Richie says, at the end of the season, get rid of Baez, Vestergaard, Daka, Iheanacho, Ward, and Didi Pratt. Well, most of those, Richie, are all going on a free and probably will go. The only one there are not a part of the freeze is Ward and Faiz, Richie. But Dave then goes on to say, and Enzo is also saying the squad players are not match fit because they haven't had the minutes recently. Isn't that his job, question mark? Matt, well, what was your feeling after the Millwall and Plymouth games?
I watched the Millwall game. Just felt lackluster was the word. I think we had a chance early doors where should have played Mavadidi through in about 6 minutes. And that and the Iheanacho chance are the only two I can remember. It was that bad. But it's always the case, if Leicester score first, they very rarely lose. I can only think of two games this season, Coventry and Leeds. The Coventry game was... should have been 10 men as well. So we should have won that one in the Leeds game. We should have been 2-0 up. So I don't think we've lost any other games other than two and we scored first. So we've got to score first. It makes teams come out and the way we play, it means that there's lots of space. But if you don't score first, it becomes monotonous and boring and sideways. And especially against the two teams that are fighting to stay everywhere, they look more passionate and everything. So... just lacklustre, really. The Plymouth game, I was actually in Scotland on a darts event, so I just saw the results coming through and I watched the highlights, so I can't really give an informed
too much about it. Jordan says here, surely Enzo can't play Daka next game. I've seen better players in the Sunday league in there. Scott says, Alex Long versus Jim Walker, that's the darts match people want to see. I think, is he winding you up there, Matt?
It really ain't.
Graham says it's 7 years ago we had a Champions League quarter final. But Lox, I think we do need to talk about Patson Daka a little bit. I've been clear on Patson Daka for over 2 years now. I said I didn't see anything in him. The fact the videos are up there. And you can go back to when we're in the Premier League and I was saying it. I feel almost bad now for him. I said in the office earlier, I don't want to lump on him tonight in a way because I feel really sorry for him on Friday night with some of those misses. And then people in the office turn around and say, shut up, Phil. He's on 70, 80 grand a week. He doesn't look that bothered. Don't let up on him. He's got to take the stick that he's bound to get in tonight's show, Lox.
Yeah, look, the thing is with footballers, mate, they're more than happy to take plaudits when things go well and obviously not so much when things go poorly. I get what you're saying about feeling bad for him. You know, when you get past the anger and the frustration of those two, you know, awful, awful misses against Plymouth, you know, you could see he looked down, mate. You know, he looked down after that when he was subbed off straight away, obviously. I think that sub was going to happen anyway before the miss. But look, the thing is, mate, with Enzo Picadim, you know, it's one of two things in my eyes. It's either he's like Brazilian Ronaldo in training or Enzo's trying to play him through the poor run. Maybe he gets a goal and maybe that lifts his confidence. However, it's gone the other way, I think. You know, he keeps playing, he keeps missing big chances, and his confidence now after Friday, especially, is rock bottom. You know, it's rock bottom. So I think Enzo has to take him out, like, absolutely, whether it's Vardy or Cannon, I don't mind, because the longer he plays him and the longer he keeps missing chances, you know, that is on Enzo. It's not on Daka now at this point. Enzo is the one that has the power to not play him, and yet Enzo keeps playing him and he keeps missing chances. So, you know, I don't blame Daka at this point. I blame Enzo, because you're playing a massively out of form striker when you've got three others at the club that start for every other team in the league, bar Leeds, probably. That's it.
Yeah, Scott says, why not Nacho? LCFC Grey says, our team would get pummeled in the Premier. How many players would we even have to sign to stay up? We'll get onto that in hopefully 2 weeks' time when we've actually made it. Jamie is watching from the Fox's Arms. And Matt, I want to ask you this. If you're moaning at Daka, he says, you should direct your anger at the manager for keep playing him as a player out of confidence. Matt, I genuinely go sometimes and watch Loughborough Dynamo play, which is not non-league, step seven, I think they are now. If I saw one of their players miss some of the stuff that Daka's missed, he wouldn't get a cheer, but you'd be like, oh God, they've got to have something better than that. And that's at non-league level. And I hate to say that, but like Jamie says there, what is it? Enzo's got other strikers. He's got to change something, hasn't he?
But there's only Daka and Vardy that's fit the way he wants to play. So if it's not Vardy, it has to be Daka. So Iheanacho is more like a number 10, isn't he? He links it up. And I don't really know what your class Cannon has. I've not seen enough on him. I know that he...
Well, yeah, he had a few decent games and then he's gone nowhere, Matt.
Yeah, and he's good when he's in, Cannon. I've seen him. He scored a good goal against Millwall at home. I can't remember, like a snapshot of it, like Dickoff did against Leeds like 20 years ago. But obviously something in trade. He's the only alternative. If you're playing that certain way, they're the only two players that fit the way he likes to play. So if it's not Daka, it's Vardy. If it's not Vardy, it's Daka. And he can't buy nobody. So you just, he's going to do something, Daka is, and he's going to get us the win. He's going to get us promoted, I'm telling you. That, and he'll go down as a cool player.
Scott says, I can't understand how Daka can't build his own confidence. He has a massive home nation following him and a manager that clearly trusts and believes in him. How can he not sort the confidence out in there? Nick says, I think there is a hell of a play in Daka. He has pace to get in behind, but we don't play that kind of football. But Nick, I ask you, you've seen him in the Premier League, enough chances. You've seen him. Listen, Nick, when he plays at Millwall, who are in the bottom six, when he plays at Plymouth in the bottom six and he's missing golden chances, Locks. They are golden. That would be the difference. He's if he scores one or two of these goals, it wasn't just Millwall misses. It wasn't just Plymouth misses, Locks. It was Leeds away at 1-0 up. A golden chance to make it 2-0. It was Borough at home, a header right in front of where I sit. They're golden chances, and they're worth millions of pounds if he scores them and gets us up.
That's it, mate. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a theme now. It's a reoccurrence. It happens nearly every week. I said the other day, even if Daka goes, if Daka went and scored a hat-trick, he'd miss a sitter in the same game. He would. He always does. And, you know, at this stage of the season, you just can't, you know, some people will say, well, bringing in a Cannon or a Nacho is a risk at this stage. But for me, it's a bigger risk playing someone who's this out of form. You know, we've seen Daka through periods of his time at Leicester go through really poor runs of form. But this is like I said, this is rock bottom. Like, this is, Roy Keane got slated the other day for saying Haaland was like a League Two striker. Daka's National League, if that, you know, he is shocking. And I get what people are saying, oh, there's a player in there. There could be, maybe. I mean, he scored a hat trick against, was it Moscow in Europe? And they were three great finishes.
Four
good finishes as well. But, you know, this has been going on for, what was that, 2 years ago? You know, 2.5 years ago? It's been, since then, mate, he's not looked like a good striker whatsoever. And, you know, yes, he did it in Austria. He was Haaland's replacement, actually, funny enough, at Salzburg. But, you know, is the quality of the Austrian league better or the same as the Championship? You know, you could argue it's not. So I don't know what to suggest, Mick. For me, I hear what Matt's saying, by the way, about Dakar and Vardy, probably the only, you know, they're the most similar at the club. And I think it helps the press. You know, they're both better at pressing than Cannon and Iheanacho. However, for me, the way I look at Cannon and I look at his performances so far in a Leicester shirt, and I think he's a bit of a like a shoot on sight striker. You know, he sees an opportunity and he takes a shot. He does. He goes for it. And I think that's what we need right now. If he's in and around the penalty box and he's got the ball at his feet, why not just hit it? And he's got a good shot on him. He's got power behind him as well, mate. Maybe that's what we need right now. Enzo won't like it, but it's probably what we need.
I mean, Matt, Imran says here, I don't want to stick up for Dakar, but the style of play does not involve our strikers. All our strikers are not involved as much as they should be. Which is what you were sort of saying, Matt, is like it sort of has to be Dakar or Vardy at the moment. But the way Enzo sets up with his high possession play, I think Vardy in the first half against Millwall, the stats at half time were Vardy had touched the ball five times at Millwall by half time, Matt. You've got such a good striker as Jamie Vardy, and I think Dakar probably is a good striker. I don't know why Enzo won't evolve how he plays sometimes to get the ball. We had three shots at Plymouth, Matt. That's it. Three shots on target.
Well, we spoke at Christmas about the best three managers, and I put Ranieri top. After listening to O'Neill at the recent night at the Morningside and getting to talk to him, like personally, I'd say he's probably our best manager actually, because he changed lots of things in the games. And if it wasn't going well, you know, you just went along, you changed your philosophy just to. How many games, like we say, when back in them days did we score late? Like after being 2-0 down, we'd get a goal in 85, then score again. But he's not going to change the way he plays. Like you've already said that, he's not going to change the way he plays. So he's not going to change. If he's not going to change the way he plays, he's not going to put a striker in to accommodate a change of play, if that makes any sense. He's not going to put Iheanacho in to play in the Vardy or Dakar role, because he's not that kind of player. So he has to, if he's going to stick to how he's playing, obviously he's going to. They're the only two players he can play, unless they're both injured. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't help himself with the quotes of, we've got three great strikers, so Cannon can't get in. He should just come out and say, this is the way I play. They're the only two players that play it, the system, so I'm sticking with those two. So he sort of contradicts himself with saying that, but yeah.
Well, listen, I hope we get up, Lox, and I hope Enzo does it and gets all the plaudits. But at times he has set himself up with some of these things he says, like Matt has said about the three strikers. That came out last week. Last week he's saying we've played a lot of games this season. Well, I'm going, yes, everybody's played a lot of games. That's the championship. And to be fair, we 2 years ago, we were all playing European football and playing a lot of games, which we were all loving. The biggest one, and I don't want to harp back to it, but was the pre-Leeds comments, which was, it's a massive game for them and just another game for us. These sorts of things, when it's not going right, they come back to haunt him and us as fans, Lox. That it's a massive game for Leeds. All the Leeds, you know a lot of Leeds fans. Just what more ammunition did they need before the game?
Yeah, to be fair, at the time, I was I didn't react badly to that comment, because the way I kind of interpreted it as like a lost in translation kind of, you know, when managers say, oh, it's another game, you know, we just look on to the next game, you know, game by game, whatever. But I think as time's gone on, mate, during the bad times that we've had recently, the last few weeks, I think Enzo's arrogance has come out a bit more. And now I probably do look at that comment that he made as arrogant. And, you know, at the time, social media went into meltdown by Leeds fans. And if they all went into meltdown from that comment, you can imagine the players, the Leeds players, probably, you know, that gave them a kick up the arse as well. And after the game, actually, there was a video of Ampadu for Leeds after the win. he was coming down the tunnel and he actually looked in the camera and said, it's a big game. It's a big game for us and all this. So it clearly did get through to the Leeds players and it affected them. And although we should have still won that game with the offside goal, which was, well, the onside goal that was given as offside and a sitter from Dhaka, they came back and, you know, they beat us and Enzo now looks like a tit really after that comment. So yeah, I think as time's gone on, mate, Enzo's got a little bit more arrogant. Obviously, managers do get arrogant. They have to have an arrogance about them, football managers do, and they do get defensive. And when things aren't going well, they do kind of sometimes get the back up. And that's probably what it is, mate. But yeah, he's not helping himself, especially with the comments last week. They really wound me up about the fixture congestion and two-day turnaround and saying that he fears for the health of the players, yet he then goes and plays the same players.
Same players, I know.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so that's on him. You know, he can't complain. We can complain as fans. We can say EFL hate us, you know, they've given us two-day turnaround. But the manager's got no right if he's then going to go in and play the same players 2 days later. So, yeah, it's not just the on-pitch stuff that's getting to me with Enzo at the minute, mate. It's the off-pitch stuff too.
Terry says here, move the ball quicker would be a good step forward. Again, yeah. We had 70% possession, Terry. 70% possession on Friday and only three shots on target in 90-something minutes. Scott then says, Michael Lee, is Andrew Neville the director of finance? Not sure what he's on about there. Sorry, Scott, for that. Matt, you did a fantastic evening a few weeks ago, like you say, with the legends. Martin O'Neill was there. And I hate to be the old duffer in the room who harks back to that. But again, you had a good chat with O'Neill. He wasn't a coach at all on the training ground. He, in fact, John Robertson famously used to do all the coaching, and Martin O'Neill used to pretty much waltz in and either kick or cuddle the players, whatever they needed in the changing rooms, and then give them that massive stirring speech before, during and after a game to get them going. It's my understanding of Martin O'Neill, which Enzo seems to be the almost opposite of that, where he is the coach. We surely, I guess at times I'd love to see a bit of the Martin O'Neill, the Brian Clough, the sort of a bit more. It was really interesting to see even Jurgen Klopp come out and some of his post-match comments when Liverpool have lost and be like, it wasn't good enough. Do you know what I mean, Matt?
Yeah, I mean,
a bit more honesty.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite funny actually, because we went back to the where they're all staying, and I asked him if he'd ever get involved. I didn't realise he was 72. I still see him as 45. But and he said that now he would never get back into it because he can't control the whole club. And from what I gathered, he was controlling everything, from finances and things like that. So he probably didn't have time to be on the training pitch. Now you've got directors of football and everything. So they just want their managers to focus on the coaches or whatever, to focus on the team. But yeah, I mean, they stick up for the players, don't they? You don't know what he's saying backstage, without the cameras being rolling. So he could be absolutely lambasting and ripping into them. But you never dig out your players live on TV, do you? It's not the right thing to do. Look at Troy Deeney, the best managers get away with it like Klopp and Guardiola now and then, because they run the club. They're the only two managers that I think run everything from top to bottom in the top two leagues. So they get away with it, but others just the play. The thing is, what you know is that if you upset Klopp or Guardiola, who's that defender that plays at Bayern Munich now or Barcelona? Is it Cancelo?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the best player. He said something Guardiola like, he's gone. Leroy Sané, he's gone. They know that they're not bigger than the club, and everywhere else is not like that. So, they haven't got control over the clubs.
Sorry, Phil, I was just going to follow up what Matt was saying. Yeah, it's spot on, though, because now managers are like head coaches now. A lot of managers, when they get jobs now, they are classed. They are actually called, a lot of them, head coach, you know. I think there was a big thing when Pochettino...
Well, Enzo's head coach, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah, so...
I think Enzo is head coach.
Head coach, and,
but
exactly.
Just interestingly, Locks, while we're talking about titles, on Friday night, he was out tactic and managed by a director of football who was in charge, not a coach, just the guy who stepped in because they've sacked their manager. I believe that's right. Correct.
It would be like John Rodkin coming into the dugout for us, mate, and doing it, So, but remember, it's not always, there's two sides to it. I think it depends on the person. It depends on the manager. It's not always a good thing having a manager run the club. I mean, Brendan Rodgers tried it. You know, that is for sure. I think Brendan Rodgers did try his best to try and take control of more than just the team. He replaced the scouting department that brought us the likes of Ricardo Pereira, you know, Riyad Mahrez, James Maddison, and he brought in his own people and look how that turned out. So, you know, if it's the right man, it's all good. But if you get, the wrong one, then it's not so good.
Listen, somehow the time's gone very, very quickly. So, guys, if you're right to just hang around for another minute or two, we're going to give away these two tickets any minute now to the Armageddon night. I'm going to just pop in the comments now so that everybody gets to see it who's watching here. If you don't win in a minute, then the comments are there and you can see exactly the link to
I've got them here right now.
Hang on. He's got them here. Go on then, show us them.
There they are, the tickets.
Go on then, Matt. I'm going to put you full screen. Just talk us through. Just remind everybody when it is. Do the plugging now.
It's May 17th in Leicester, City Centre. The best players in the world: Marco van Gerwen, Michael Smith, the world champions, the recent world champion Michael Smith last year. Marco van Gerwen's won it three times. Nathan Aspinall's in the Premier League as well. Daryl Gurney, and you've got past players like Wayne Mardell, Martin Adams, Dieter Hedman, Paul Woodage's favourite player, Mark Webster, he's there. Apparently he looks a bit like me with glasses, but he's there as well. The only tickets that are left are the £25 ones, and these are the top tier tickets are gone. We've got influencers from YouTube attending, the Four Brothers, Cole Anderson, Matt Elliott will be there as well. Mark Selby will be there in attendance. They're not going to be playing darts. They're going to be watching. But we're trying to get a few more Leicester City players to come down from the past to have a good time. It's the biggest event in darts outside of the PDC. It's where the Grand Prix is held. So that's a Sky TV event. There'll be 2,000 people there, hopefully. But it's called Armageddon, but it's not the end of the world. So just make sure you're there.
Matt, in about a minute, I'm going to ask you to come up with a little question, maybe a darts-based question that somebody can answer very quickly in the comments. Something that's guessable, maybe, in there. Okay, Matt. So I'm going to give you a minute to think about that. Lox, just before we wrap up, I'll stick with you while Matt's doing his brain thinking of a question. Lox, obviously, we haven't even got onto West Brom and Southampton. But we've grumbled and we've moaned and Dak is not good enough. We didn't even talk about FaZe. It's in our hands, Lox. After all this, we win on Saturday. We win against Southampton. We're in touching distance. We win one more. I believe it's also, we are up. Three wins on the spin. Is that right?
Three wins on the spin. We are up before the last day, and then it would be the last day to try and win the title. Look, West Brom, I think, is the toughest game, mate. I do. I think, West Brom is going to be a really tough game. Carlos Corberan's a really good manager and he's actually got Leeds links. So he'd like to, I'm sure, give Leeds a helping hand there by beating us. So Carlos Corberan, I saw someone online say it yesterday, mate, that, oh yeah, we'll be all right against West Brom because West Brom will actually come out and try and win the game. And I replied to it and I said, maybe Carlos Corberan will actually be a good manager and change the way he plays to accommodate, try and get the win.
Because that's what most managers do, Lox. Yes. They look at who they're playing and they go and look at the situation and then they go, I need to evolve it. Sorry, Lox.
No, you're right, mate. Exactly. So, look, we all said it would be the most Leicester thing to lose against Millwall and Plymouth and then go and beat West Brom and Southampton and then maybe Preston and confirm promotion. We're saying three wins will be enough to get promoted. Two wins may be enough, depending on what Leeds and Ipswich do. I've got a feeling Leeds and Ipswich might kick on now, so we will need to as well. But, you just don't know in this league. You really don't. There's already been so many twists and turns. Anything could happen. We could finish fourth behind Southampton. We could finish top of the league ahead of the rest. We just don't know. it all depends on how Enzo and the players show up in the last couple of games. The only positive I'll take right now is that we do have two home games. The last two home games, we did win and we scored five goals. So hopefully it's the same this time around.
Can I just say...
And of course,
all I see is negativity at the moment, right? It's all I'm seeing on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. So all I'm seeing is negativity. And people saying we've blown a 17-point lead, which I think Leeds had two games in hand, so it could have been 11, but statistics will say it's 17 points. But regardless of if we'd have been 30 points in front or however many points behind, if you'd have said you've got to win four games, you just got and you're promoted, that's the position that we're in right now, regardless of what's gone in the past, regardless of what's going to happen. If we win four games, we are promoted to the Premier League as champions of the Championship, and it will be considered a good season. It's all about the manager now just convincing the players that there wasn't 17 points clear, that there are in this moment now. And that's the hardest thing in sport, is to just get the right mentality. If you go two, if you're 2-0 up and you give a goal away and you're 2-1 down, your mindset goes wrong. But if it's the other way around and you get back into it, you say, oh, we're back into it. And it's the same, you're in exactly the same situation, but the mentality is just different. And that's all it is. It's the same in snooker. I'll just pull my name here, but I know Mark Selby quite well. And he was in one of the world finals, he was 12-8 up. And then he went into the break 12-12. And the guy that we're going to be working with the darts mindset now said, don't think of it like that. Think of it that you've just won the last four to go 12-all.
Yeah.
And you'll be in the better position. It's also all about tricking your brain and tricking the players to have a positive attitude, to know it's still in your own hands. Forget about what's happened in the past. And that's the hardest thing to do, is to forget the past, not let the past affect the present. That's what the best players do. How many times do you see Haaland miss two sitters, then the next one score an absolute worldie? Because he's not... And it's the same with darts. That's my sport, is like... Michael van Gerwen, what sets him apart, and I'm sorry I'm babbling here, what sets him apart from the rest is he'll miss six darts at a double, then kick off the next leg, 180, 180. And that what makes him special compared to others. He doesn't let the past dictate to the future, because it doesn't matter.
Matt, everybody agreeing with you, and Adam says... Matt, can you take charge for the last four games, mate? He does look a bit like Enzo. A bit more of a beard.
He's got a little bit of a beard.
I reckon you could pull off an Enzo.
I think I could. I've had, when I was thinner, I had Pep Guardiola as well. Oh, and Cambiasso when I was really thin. Not now. I'm fat now.
Phil, Matt, just... Just to follow up again on what Matt said, you know, in a way, Enzo is now being penalised for his big of a success the first half of the season was, you know, to get 17 points clear. I think at the time, actually, to be honest, when we were 17 points clear of Leeds, Enzo did say it won't be like this at the end of the season. He did, and he actually did say that on the When You're Smiling podcast. So he said that it will be closer at the end of the season. So, you know, whatever I think of Enzo and the way we play football and his stubbornness, whatever, he is a little bit being penalised for building that gap, because that gap is not sustainable. And when it does kind of shrink a little bit, well, a lot, people then look at it as, well, we were 17 points clear, now we're not, rather than, you know, we're second in the league with a game in hand, you know. So I do agree with Matt from that point of view, mate. Yeah.
Locke's just got into his size doesn't matter spiel there. I thought he was talking to his girlfriend again. Matt. Matt, come on. Two tickets to give away.
Yeah.
Have you got us a question that people can answer now in this live? We've got lots of people watching. So, Matt, give us a quiz question that people, if you want to win this, give us a like, give us a subscribe. Don't forget you can go and buy these tickets. There's a few left, but we're going to give two away now, Matt. Go on, give us a question that people can put in the comments.
Okay. What is Nathan Aspinall's nickname?
Go on, say it again.
What is Nathan Aspinall's nickname?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. So if you know the answer, put it in the comments. Yeah, very, the very quickly. There was a clue. There was a clue. Matt, I got the clue. But go on. Say it one more time, Matt.
What is Nathan Aspinall's nickname?
Fantastic. You've got, we'll give you about 30 seconds to put that in and then I'll pick somebody at random. Let's have score predictions for the West Brom game. And don't forget, let's start with you, Lox. Fox's Focus, your live show this Thursday. What time are you live, Lox? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I do see Matt in the comments sometimes on a Thursday, so that's good. Thursday, 6:30, mate. Yeah, we'll be having a good moan, you know, about the...
You need to be ramping it up, then. We've moaned tonight. We ramp it up for the weekend like Matt says.
No, no. Only a little moan. Only a little one. But
predictions, then, Lox.
West Brom. Yeah, I'm going to say 1-1, unfortunately, mate. But, you know, I think that's a good point against a good team, mate. It's a good point against a good team. 1-1.
I think we need a win, Matt. How about you? Score predictions for Saturday?
3-0, Leicester.
I think, like you say, I think against better teams who might... West Brom will want to come and have a go. They'll want points. I think that works in our favour, potentially. Matt, just say that question one more time before you tell us the answers.
What is Nathan Aspinall's nickname?
And show us those tickets again. There you go. Two tickets. Don't forget, I put it in the chat and I'm doing it one more time now. If you don't win these two tickets, I'm just going to pick somebody.
Are you guys going to be there? I know you had a family emergency at the last event.
I missed it.
I know you did. Well,
I hope so.
Story, yeah, well. Because I gave your seats away and then two people turned up. So I had to move them again.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That shirt looks familiar at the back.
Yeah, it's good on that, isn't it?
That yellow one, that looks familiar. Yeah, that looks familiar.
He got that. Right. So lots of people have had a guess. I'm going to just literally not look at the screen in a minute. Matt, do you want to tell us what the answer was to that? And I'll pick one of them at random. I'm not looking.
It was, very creatively, the Asp.
And Ivan Gibbs, I literally, you saw me, I looked away. I just pulled one comment up. Ivan, you are the winner. Well done to you. Please, you're watching on YouTube. Can you drop us an email or DM us, please, Ivan? Put in the comments and we'll make sure we get in touch with you. And Matt will get those tickets over.
Are you guys coming in advance? Are you coming?
Yes. Looking forward to it. And Matt, I think we've got another two tickets to give away at a later date, a bit nearer the time. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll send. You tell me how many I've got sent to your address and I'll get them in the post today.
We'll get that sorted. So well done to Ivan. He has won because it is the Asp and loads of people. I even see Jamie having a go from the Fox's Arms in Alcudia. That'd be a long way to come back to watch the darts. But it'd be worth it, wouldn't it, Matt? That's the thing.
Well, get yourself a flight, cheap flight. Well, where's Alcudia? Is that what airport's that?
Mallorca.
Mallorca? No. Oh, right, okay. Get on it.
Palmer.
Get on it.
He can do it. Brilliant. All right, listen, lads, thanks so much for Matt again. I'm going to give it one final plug because we get on very well with Matt. There you go. Armageddon, 17th of May, 2024 at the Mattioli Arena. It was the Morningside Arena.
With a promotional party as well. We'll have a
promotion party as well. That sounds good. Yeah. We actually, quite nice idea. Lox, thanks as well. We'll see you on Thursday at 6:30, did you say? For Fox's
6:30 on Thursday, mate. Yeah, thank you very much.
Brilliant. All right, thanks to those guys. Thanks to Lox. Thanks to Matt. It's been great to get those both on. Most of all, thanks for you. Thanks for all your comments. There was a lot to get through tonight. We didn't manage to cover it all off. Well done to Ivan, says Andy. Thanks to be there. Bubba says, I'll be thrilled with a single Leicester goal. It's been a while. Great. Thanks for your comments there. Really appreciate it. Scott's going for 4-2 to Leicester. PM is going 2-1 to Leicester. Don't ask me, 3-1 to Vardy to score. It feels like this season has got a Jamie Vardy little finishing. It's last four games. Just he's going to score the winner. We're going to get promoted. And we're going to win the title. All in the 89th minute against Blackburn. It's something like that. You know it. I know it. It's Leicester. It's going to end up like that. Jamie Vardy does the final bit of his Leicester City career and does it all in the last minute against Blackburn. I wish we'd do it before, but we probably won't. Anyway, thanks for all your views, all your comments. Join Lox this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Come on, Leicester.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, Everodds, Barlow Blinds, Booker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit leicesterfantv.com for all the latest news, views and videos.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.